coming to you from deep inside the bowels of a great big empty. Get ready for another episode of The Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
Hello, American families. Welcome to this week's episode of The Home Defense Show. I'm your host, Skip Coriel. And if you love your family, care about them deeply, and want to learn how to protect them in every facet of your life, then you've come to the right place. Oh man, we got a really good show for you today. This is our annual Groundhog's Day special edition of the Home Defense Show. As you know, just a few days ago, it was Groundhog's Day. And Groundhog's Day is always a very special time in my life and in the life of my family. It's like not as important as Christmas, but it's pretty close. And I'll tell you why. Because Groundhog's Day, for me personally, is the beginning of the death of winter. You know, the harshness of winter starts to fade just a little bit. And it's like, hey, you've made it halfway, probably a little more than halfway, depending on where you live. And you know that winter is ebbing away. It's going to come back. It's going to rear its ugly head, you know, every couple of days or so. It's going to get cold. Then it's going to warm up. Then it's going to get cold. Then it's going to thaw. But you know, in your heart of hearts, that the days of winter are numbered. Because the top half of the earth is tilting back towards the sun. And that means warmer days are ahead. And you know how much I hate the cold. I mean, I wouldn't mind winter if it wasn't so cold. I'd love snow if it wasn't cold. But it is cold. Of course, we watched that movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. We went ahead and we made pizzas, homemade pizzas. And I didn't have any groundhog meat. It is so hard to get groundhog meat in February. You've got to plan ahead. And this coming spring, when these groundhogs, because we have them all over the side of our hill, and I usually got to whack a few of them to, keep them out of my garden. So this spring, when they're young and tasty, you know, a young groundhog is best. Go ahead and I'll set out there with my .22, maybe with my AR-15, and just whack a couple of them, and go ahead and skin them, gut them out, put them in the freezer, so that next February 2nd of 2020, I've got groundhog meat. I can make pizza, I can make chili, you know, whatever. So that's what we did. I also had a class, actually, you know, talk about a tale of two gun classes. Last weekend, I had a class, you know, right at the beginning of that latest polar vortex that we had, and it was 10 degrees on the range without the wind chill. And I had 25 people signed up for the class. And only 10 showed up to the class. It was the oddest thing. But all 10 of them, we went out there on the range, and it was cold, it was windy, it was harsh. But you know what? I should have had T-shirts made. You know, I survived Skip Coriel's Arctic Survival Concealed Carry class. Yeah, but I didn't. Now, this weekend, I had a class, and it was 40 degrees. So we went from 10 degrees to 40 degrees from one Saturday to the next. It was just crazy. But it sure was nice out there. I had 20 people in the class, and it was a good class. I'm really looking forward to the warmer weather. What else do I have going on in my life right now? Well, let me see. I was over at Center Shot Gun Range last week. During that polar vortex, I thought, you know, let's go inside and shoot for a while. I was giving a private lesson to a guy. We had a good time there. I love those guys at Center Shot. They're very friendly to military veterans. They've got good rates. They're out in the country, so I don't have to, you know, battle the traffic to get there. But I was talking to the general manager over there, Paul Van Wagner, and I decided to have him on the show. So in segments 2 and 3, we're going to be talking with Paul Van Wagner, the general manager of Center Shot Indoor Gun Range in Door, Michigan. It is a fantastic range, and I think you're going to like what he has to say. I'm also deep in the planning stages of my Stopping the Active Shooter class for the Berry County Church Safety Summit. That's coming up on February 16. And if you haven't reserved your spot in that yet, you want to check that out real quickly. You can go to my website, mwtac.com, michaelwhiskeytangoalphacharlie.com, and then just click on the tab that says Church Safety Conference, and that'll take you to their website, and you can go ahead and get registered for that. I'll be there with the Home Defense Show. I'll be doing a podcast. I'll have all of my books there, all 13 books, available at a discount, and I will sign those books for you. All right. I'm also doing a lot of church safety training lately. I had two scheduled for this week. And if you're interested in anything like that, you have a church safety team and you would like to be properly trained, hey, give me a shout out. Just send me an email at skipcoriel@hotmail.com and we'll set something up for you. All right, my books. Books are doing really, really well. I did The Blind Man's Rage back in the fall, and then just a few weeks ago, we published Jack Pine Strong. I love that novel. That novel's going well, taking right off. So, excited about that. Let's delve into the news now. All right, here's first and foremost. This is from FoxNews.com. Groundhog Day. Punxsutawney Phil doesn't see his shadow, predicts an early spring. Now, isn't that nice? I was watching this. I was teaching a class Saturday on Groundhog's Day, and I kept watching, you know, my news feed during the class because I wanted to know, all right, are we going to have an early spring or more winter? And I know that it's just a groundhog, okay? But he's got a history of being right. It's just encouraging to me. And what's it say here? America's most famous groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, did not see his shadow Saturday and predicted an early spring. You know, I've been very harsh about Punxsutawney Phil. I think last year during the show, I called for his execution, his termination. Maybe he got news of that and decided he should let up a little bit. Members of Punxsutawney Phil's top hat-wearing inner circle revealed their forecast at sunrise on Saturday. However, Phil's prediction is decided ahead of time by the group on Gobbler's Knob, a tiny hill just outside Punxsutawney, which is located about 65 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. You know, boy, that shatters me. That's like telling me that Santa Claus isn't real. The groundhog really doesn't talk to us? According to legend, if the rodent sees its shadow, then it will retreat back to its burrow and winter will continue. But if it doesn't see a shadow due to overcast skies, then spring will arrive early. Last year, Phil saw his shadow. Like Phil, there are other famous groundhogs people will be watching for on Saturday. Staten Island Chuck, formerly known as Charles C. Hogg, or Charles G. Hogg, lives in New York's Staten Island Zoo. In 2014, during a Groundhog Day ceremony, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio dropped the rodent, who had been secretly replaced with the original Chuck's granddaughter, Charlotte. Days later, Charlotte died. I thought he was one of those animal rights activists. He dropped the groundhog and he died. Though the zoo said it was unlikely the fall caused the death. How do they know? Are they doing autopsy on the groundhog before they ate him? Since 2015, de Blasio stopped attending Staten Island's Groundhog Day ceremony. It's probably best. That's rough on the groundhogs. Like Phil, Staten Island Chuck also predicted an early spring. Other famous groundhogs include General Beauregard Lee, Buckeye Chuck, Jimmy the Groundhog, and Chattanooga Chuck. Phil's prediction is good news for the Midwest and East Coast of the U.S. This week, an intense polar vortex covered much of the Midwest before making its way to the East Coast, bringing sub-zero wind chills and snow. Boy, you got that right. man, it was cold here. You know what? That intense cold, it really does affect us gun owners. Keeps us from getting out on the range as much as we normally would be, you know, if you go to an outdoor range. It affects your access, your draw stroke. I mean, you have to dig down through three layers of clothing just to get to your gun. I wonder if it affects criminals. They're still active. I wonder if they're more active or less active during a polar vortex. I saw one news article where the police were making a formal request to criminals to lay off, postpone their crime, their criminal activity, until after the polar vortex, because they were busy helping people, you know, dig out and go to the hospital and all this other stuff. And I thought, do you think that's really going to work? you just let all the bad guys know that the police emergency services are stretched to their limits. So it seemed like that would encourage them. But who knows? All right, what else we got here? Oh, I got something from MCRGO this morning, Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners. Oh, a John R. Lott Jr. guest column. Dear MCRGO, we had a very busy start to 2019. Red flag laws are in the spotlight this year, and they strike at the very heart of issues such as due process by allowing the government to take away people's guns without so much as a court hearing. The law now exists in 12 states and is like something from out of the Tom Cruise movie Minority Report. You got to watch that movie, Minority Report, with Tom Cruise. It's a really good movie. You know, it's sci-fi, but boy, this is like the precursor to Minority Report. If you don't know what red flag laws are, oh man, you need to check that out. You know, maybe we should try and get someone from MCRGO or maybe Michigan Open Carry, MGO, someone to come on and talk about red flag laws. What are their prospects here in Michigan? Because there's like 12 states already. You know what? Let's check out Wikipedia. Red flag law. What exactly is it? A red flag law is a gun violence prevention law that permits police or family members to petition a state court to order the temporary removal of firearms from a person who may present a danger to others or themselves. That does sound like Minority Report. It really does. Who may present? How do they know? A judge makes the determination to issue the order based on statements and actions made by the gun owner in question. After a set time, the guns are returned to the person from whom they were seized, unless another court hearing extends the period of confiscation. Actually, you know, I had a guy talk to me just yesterday. His wife filed for divorce. And then she also filed for a personal protection order, you know, claiming that, you know, he was a danger to himself and society, and that he was a danger to her and the children. You know, pretty standard stuff these days when you have a contested custody battle. And it was granted, immediately granted. And now he's got to go through all the hoops and hire lawyers to try and get his gun rights back. You know, this sounds like personal protection orders on steroids and doesn't make me feel warm and fuzzy. Such orders are known as extreme risk protection orders in Oregon, Washington, Maryland, and Vermont. They're known as risk protection orders in Florida. Even Florida has this, which is historically a very pro-gun state. They're known as gun violence restraining orders in California. They're known as risk warrants in Connecticut and as proceedings for the seizure and retention of a firearm in the state of Indiana. Indiana is a very pro-gun state, and they've got these as well. I look at the map, and boy, Michigan, just to our south, Illinois and Indiana both have these. I wonder what's going to happen here in Michigan. We should check that out. We should do a show on red flag laws and see what's going to happen here in Michigan. I'd love to be able to preempt some of these mass shooting events, but not at the expense of my gun rights. I just wouldn't like to see that. I mean, do you have anyone in your life who doesn't like you? You know, a family member? I know I do. All they got to do is pick up the phone and lie. And liberals, anti-gun liberals, are not above lying to advance their agenda. That's just the way that it is. It's always been that way. Anti-gun people, they lie all the time. All right. Well, I think that we'll check that out. We'll see if we can get somebody good on the show to talk about that. But we are about out of time for this segment of the show. When we come back, we are going to be speaking with the general manager of Center Shot Indoor Gun Range. His name is Paul Van Wagner. He's going to be telling us all about Center Shot Indoor Gun Range. It's a great, great place to go and shoot. It's conveniently located, you know, south of Grand Rapids, off the highway. I love that place. You're going to love Paul. You're going to love everything that he says about Center Shot Indoor Gun Range. But for right now, we have got a two-minute break. Go ahead and check out our sponsors, firearmslegal.com/MidwestTactical, and then also elitefirearms.us. And while you're online, check out amazon.com. Check out the new Skip Coriel novel, Jack Pine Strong. All right, when we come back, again, Paul Van Wagner, general manager of Center Shot Indoor Gun Range. All right, this is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
My name is CJ Coriel. Welcome to the Home Defense Show with my dad, Skip Coriel. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Skip Coriel from the Home Defense Show, and I want you to have the very best handgun that money can buy. And that's why we recommend you visit Larry Jackson at Elite Firearms and Training. As a concealed carry instructor, I see people every week out on the range with guns they can't shoot properly because they didn't know what to buy. That will never happen at Elite Firearms and Training. Larry Jackson will personally fit you with your very own personal defense pistol. So call Larry Jackson today at 616-299-8715 or visit elitefirearms.us.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. Today we are speaking with Paul Van Wagner, General Manager of Center Shot Indoor Gun Range in Door, Michigan. Paul, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Thank you.
Well, Paul, you know, that is Center Shot over there in Door, Michigan. You know, it is one of my favorite all-time gun ranges. You just have a great facility over there. You know, you're friendly. You know, it's a like new, you know, facility. So I really love going over there, and you guys treat me well. So I wanted to have you on the show so we could tell all of our listeners, you know, what Center Shot Gun Range is all about. So, Paul, how long have you been there with Center Shot Indoor Gun Range?
I have been here since the get-go. Actually, back in 2012, we come up with a idea that we wanted to have indoor gun range, and I actually had my own concrete business at the time, so we started talking blueprints and different things, and before you know it, we're throwing a range in the ground. I think we started April 6th. We broke ground here of 2013,
mm-hmm.
and we opened up. I believe it was October 1st, first bow season opening day I ever missed in 2013. So, but yeah, so we're going on 6 years now.
Well, I remember that opening day because I was there. I had a table there you know, with all of my books and things like that. And boy, we had it. We had a good day. You had, boys, you had a big party. Was there, like a roast pig there or hot dogs? What did we have to eat? I don't remember.
Yeah, we waited a month before we did our grand opening, so we had a little time to figure out what we were actually doing. but yeah, we ended up having a big old grill out and, catered in food. We had some youth events, adult events downstairs with, I know I bought like, 8 12-gauge shotguns and 8 22 revolvers, and we had all kinds of little competitions down here for prizes. So
yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
Oh, I remember that. It was a long day, but it was definitely a good day. I met a lot of good people there. All right, when you say we kicked it off, who else is involved in this with you, Paul?
Rob Miller is pretty much the main owner. There's a couple other investors, but Rob Miller is main owner. He's the owner of Miller Electric over here in Salem Township. But he was a big-time hunter and everything else and just got into this. We all went and got our training license. And
as I recall, I believe I met Ron and Rob while I was organizing the Second Amendment March. And that was way back in like 2007. And they helped me organize a Second Amendment town hall meeting way back in, it was 2009 that we did that. And boy, I think we had like over 100 people there at that little event, and that was a good time too. But that's how I got to know, the Miller clan, and have not regretted that since then. Paul, why don't you tell me a little bit about your facility? How many lanes you have? What do you guys have to offer there?
Well, what we have 12 lanes. 8 of them are fully programmable, so pretty much you can make your targets turn, run away, run at you. We can do lights out. We got 4 lanes that they are just a standard. You punch in the distance you want it to go, and they head out. So we go anywhere from 5 foot at a minimum distance you can shoot all the way up to 75 feet, 25 yards. We can, like I say, you can do lights out. So we do all kinds of events. We've had wedding parties, birthday parties, bachelor parties, which bachelor parties need to come on before the other events, bachelorette parties. We've had many big groups that come on in. We can usually fit about 30 people out on the range for big events. Everything, our filtration system is top of the line. Everything's HEPA filters. We actually change the air in our range 360 times an hour. So
wow.
We're heated in the winter, air conditioned in the summer. There is some days that it may battle with the whole fact of changing air that much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, everything, we try to keep one of the cleanest facilities out there and healthiest.
Well, I know I've been to several different indoor gun ranges, actually a lot of them, and you definitely have one of the cleaner gun ranges. Boy, the air is always nice in there. It's really, really nice. So I encourage everyone to go on out there. I imagine right about now, with the weather being the way that it has, you might get a little more traffic in there.
Usually during the winter is definitely our busier time. Days like today, I'm open whether or not people are going to be coming in, 'cause the roads are still pretty plugged full. We'll see, but as soon as this weather breaks a little bit, everybody's going to want to get out of their caves, and
yeah,
we should be fired right back up again.
Yeah, I believe it was almost 20 below when I got up this morning before the sun came out. Now, as far as the actual ranges themselves, how exactly does an indoor gun range work? I mean, you've got, what is it, like a conveyor that brings the target back and forth, and you've got like bullet collectors and all kinds of stuff like that. How's all that work, Paul?
So ours is all based off of a MANCOM and Action Target System. What it is, it's pretty much all computer operated. And then the computer tells pretty much once you punch in your distance, it goes up the computer, which runs a motor and a cable, and it sends it out. And then inside the carrier, which is the part that holds onto the target, that senses another electronic that if you pick a program that it, you want it to go out 30 foot, give you a second to shoot before it flips on you, it just goes through a sequence of different programs. You punch in what program you want. So if you're not looking for a program, it just sends it out. It senses when it's at 75 foot. It senses it when at 51 foot, 52 foot. You can bring the target wherever you want. So the big thing with the way ours is set up, you don't have to get binoculars out to see where you hit. As soon as you hit it, this target's running about 13 miles an hour at you.
Oh, wow.
So it's spinning. We do have a fast mode, but it scares too many people because it does crank up to over 20 miles an hour. So,
wow.
And it seems to, if too many people use it, it has boom breakers. So I just eliminated that portion of it for right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Well, you know, how many different programs do you have that people can punch in?
Right now I have 42 of them. I have the capabilities of doing up to 99 on one program. I can delete them and change them. I've had law enforcement, different security teams come in looking for a specific, how many seconds, like at 20 foot, they want 10 seconds before they have to load their magazine, do everything else. So I can build a program specifically for a person. It takes me a few minutes. But if you wanted to do five different stops at five different areas, giving you a second to shoot at each one, I can build that in a matter of a couple minutes. So,
oh, wow.
So, but right now what I got set out there are just some basic ones, 1 second to 5 second stops, different charges, different runaways. So more of a shoot, no shoot situation. You can choose. I pretty much got it set up for, I guess, your everyday customer coming in just to have some fun.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. How many people do you guys employ there?
Right now, I believe there's a total of 5 full-time employees, and we got roughly 8 just part-time. So weekend warriors, people that fill in if someone's sick. Yeah, I think there's somewhere between 11 and 14.
Yeah.
I'll get a bunch of customers that just want to come in and help, so I pretty much call my employees because they'll come on in, they get paid to come on and have some fun.
Yeah, they get paid to watch people shoot guns. Boy, I guess that's what I get paid for too. Yeah, it's a good time. It really, really is. Now, you know, Paul, you also have a gun store there. Tell me about the guns that you have there.
So we pretty much put our hands on anything, but I really stay strong with my specific brands that have actually, if something has gone wrong with it for a customer, I can call the manufacturer. They take care of us real well. And that, I start off, I got SIG, Glock, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Springfield, Walther, Sky, just to name a few of them. That's what I carry on an everyday basis. I can get a hold of many other firearms. But one thing about our gun sales here, you can try it before you buy it sort of thing. So
there's
a lot of ranges you can go to that they have a rental program. You can rent the gun, shoot the gun, but you cannot buy that specific gun. The way we're set up, you can rent that brand new gun off the wall and try it out. If you decide you didn't want that gun, it goes back on the wall and it gets discounted every time someone tries out that gun. So you may come in and a brand new gun with full warranty is going to be $50 off.
Wow.
After a week. So that's a big thing that we have here. So we don't really, we get a few trade-ins, few used guns, but we have a lot of discounted guns here. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Also.
Yeah. So. You know, that's one of the things that I just really stress to my students is, you know, I'll say, they'll call up and they'll say, yeah, I want to take a concealed carry class. And then they'll mention they're running out and buying a gun and they've never shot a gun before. And I say, you know, listen, you know, why don't you hold off on buying, you know, a $600 gun until you actually know what you want or what you need or what's going to work for you. So I highly recommend, any, you know, a gun rental, you know, before you actually shoot a gun or purchase a gun. So that's good. How much is your gun rental there, Paul?
So what we do, it's $10 per gun rental. So if you want to rent four guns, it's going to be $40. We do offer a $15 rental that will give you 10 rounds, the firearm, the range time, eyes, ears. We'll bring you out on the range, let you shoot 10 rounds through it. Decide you want it, we'll give you your $10 back towards the gun rental. And that goes with any sale. So if you rent that gun, you decide you want the gun, that $10 you spent on the rental goes back towards that cost.
Wow. Well,
your money.
Boy, you can't complain about that at all. And actually, even if you were to rent four or five, even six guns to try them out, that's $60. But you're pretty much going to know the gun that you want after you do that.
Yep, you may have $4,000 with a firearm sitting in front of you to play with for a whole hour. So, and it's going to cost you $60.
And now, who would want that?
It goes over pretty well here.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. Okay, now, what about you have, well, you know what? We're about out of time for this segment. But when we come back, I want to talk about some of the training that you guys do as well, because I know you do a lot of training there. Then I want to talk about, you know, memberships and veterans discounts and all kinds of stuff like that. So, Paul, we're going to take a 2-minute break here. While we are away, folks, go ahead and check out our sponsors, firearmslegal.com/Midwest Tactical, then elitefirearms.us. When we come back, we'll be speaking again with Paul Van Wagner, General Manager of Centershot Indoor Gun Range in Door, Michigan. This is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Always use guns safely and wisely. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly, Skip Coriel.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if life was like the movies and the good guys always won? In today's world, if you're forced to use your firearm to protect yourself, you will need protection. Firearms Legal Protection is here for you. FLP provides you with seasoned, experienced attorneys that handle your criminal and civil matters as a result of you protecting yourself. FirearmsLegal.com provides its members with uncapped attorney's fees, bail bond protection, and coverage in all 50 states. We are not a reimbursement plan. You can access uncapped attorney's fees for as low as $10 a month. Firearms Legal members are provided with educational services, training videos, and access to our vast national attorney network. While you're protecting yourself, let Firearms Legal protect you.
Listen up, folks. This is important. There are plenty of legal protection services out there, but none will protect you as well as Firearms Legal Protection. This is the one I use and the only one I recommend. Visit firearmslegal.com/Midwest Tactical and protect your family now.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. Today we are continuing our conversation with Paul Van Wagner, the General Manager at Centershot Indoor Gun Range in Door, Michigan. Now, Paul, we were talking about gun rental, you know, choosing the right firearms, things like that. As an aside, when you see people come to the range, have you ever seen anyone come to the range with a gun that really didn't fit them properly?
Every day.
That's what I thought. Tell me about that. What kind of things happen?
Every day. We'll get You know, we as of 2016, I had actually looked, and we had 60% of our customers were actually women.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot would come in, they'd have these small little handguns with a lot of power.
Yeah.
Just beating them up, hard to control. But what we do here again, I mean, we're here to help everybody. So we'll bring out, I'll let them use my own personal guns.
Sure.
Just to get them out and let them try something different to figure out, just because the gun's bigger doesn't mean it's going to kick more. And
right.
They always want to go with kick, even though it's recoil, but this goes guys and women, always going after the either too big of a gun. You'll get someone that has arthritis in the wrist, hands, and they'll come in with a .45, 1911.
Yeah.
And it is just taking off on them.
Yep.
Need to just work with them, let them try a 9mm, you know, a .38 special, something with a little less recoil. But, yeah, every day there's a lot of just over-the-counter buys that people bring.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and sometimes I catch myself thinking, you know, I'd like to get a hold of the guy that sold this woman this gun. You know, it's especially hard, I think, for women to buy the right gun, you know, if they have never shot guns before. Because they go in there, they trust the guy behind the counter, and the guy behind the counter, he might be meaning well, but he's thinking like a man. He's not thinking like a woman, you know, because he can't. And, you know, it's like, I have so many women come to the range with these tiny little pocket guns. It might be a 9mm, you know, like a Smith & Wesson Bodyguard or something. And it's like they kick like crazy, and they're not enjoying shooting at all. So if they stay with that gun, they end up not carrying or just giving up altogether. But, you know, they choose a gun based on one factor, which is, you know, concealability, and it's easy to carry, I hardly know it's there kind of a thing. But they never think about, gosh, I have to actually practice with this gun, too. And if it's not fun, typically, men and women both, they won't stick with it. If it's not fun, if it hurts their hands, why would they keep doing it? So that's the biggest problem I have out there.
Agree on that 100%. The one big thing, I do all the hiring here, and if I get an application that says I'm the best salesman out there, I won't hire you. I'm not looking for salesmen. I'm looking for people to be friends with our customers.
Yeah.
You know, we're out here to help people, not to sell. So, you know, we may sell a product, but we're not going to push it.
Yeah.
We're going to bring you through. We're going to help you choose what you need, what works best for you.
Well, you know, and really that's the best way to go. I mean, my business is primarily word of mouth. And if I make people happy, I give them what they need, I help them, and they walk away feeling, yeah, Skip Coriel, he's my friend, then they'll tell their friends and their relatives, and then they come back. And, you know, it's got to be the same with you guys. If you sell someone a gun that's not right for them, they're not going to feel warm and fuzzy about you. They're never coming back again. So, you know, I think you're onto something there.
Well, and me being the general manager, if I do have someone that sells them a gun they don't like, I seem to get the heat, so.
That's right.
I have plenty of meetings.
Yep, that's for sure. All right, well, Paul, tell me about your concealed carry classes. What curriculum do you guys use there?
Right now, we actually started off our first 3 years was all NRA. Me and Ron Miller are both instructors here. We actually switched, didn't really switch over. We're still NRA instructors, but we've been using the NCRGO.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really nice, up-to-date information. And we're pretty happy with it so far. We've been going at it for 2 years with them. We're running that. We're also advanced instructors. So we do all the advanced classes that are certified.
Mm-hmm. That's the MCRGO advanced curriculum you're talking about?
Yep. We went and we're also certified to teach that also.
Yeah. So how is that working for you? I know for me, typically, you know, I'm just shooting straight with you here. You know, I'll get a lot of people in basic classes to get their concealed carry permit. But when it comes to going on to advanced training, most people It's hard to talk them into advanced training because they're not required to do that, or they just don't have time or whatever. What has been your experience?
The exact. And it's sad that I really, really push people to, if they're going to carry, make sure they train. The advanced classes are just a lot of fun. Get out. They give you so much more training options, mm-hmm. I guess I can put it that way. But, yeah, I'm going to agree with you. Where I see most of my students are someone that's training to be a security guard for a certain church. But churches, and that's been the main one. A lot of churches go into security, and that's mainly my source of the advanced students
that
I have. I'll get a few husband, wives, dad, son groups, but my big groups are mainly for security.
Yeah. Yeah. I gain a new appreciation for center shot indoor gun range pretty much every November all the way through April, because of the cold.
I see you quite often.
Yeah. You don't see me as much in the summertime, but I tell you, all of my advanced classes I do outside, on the square range, because I can move more and shoot more and just a little more leeway with that. But in the wintertime, there is no replacement for an indoor gun range. It is just so awesome there, and you guys are so, so nice to everybody. Now, I know you guys have kind of a warm spot in your heart for military veterans, and, I was in the Marine Corps, so that means a lot to me. So tell me about your relationship with military veterans.
Well, we offer a 10% discount on everything here. You come walking through the door, any type of military background whatsoever, and you're going to get 10% off range time, guns, ammo, anything I have. The already discounted guns, if it's discounted 30%, you're going to get 40%
off. Oh, wow, that's awesome.
So, highly respect everything they did and are doing present time.
Mm-hmm.
So we do what we can to offer our thanks.
Yeah. Now, the vets, when they come in, do they need to bring in their DD-214 or an old ID card? I know for me personally, I spent 6 years in the Marine Corps, but I don't have a DD-214. It's on file someplace with the government. But do I need to get that before I come in, or do I, how do I prove that I'm a veteran?
A lot of people do bring in, but if you tell me that you were in the military, you are, for someone to lie about it, I'll let them live with that lie for 10%.
How much is your soul worth, right?
Yep, that's exactly where I go with it.
Yeah, but, I always forget to take my 10% every time I'm there. So I gotta remember that. I can be getting 10% off every time I come in there.
I'll throw you some pre-range time the next time you come in.
Hey, all right, I will take that. All right. Well, hey, Paul, now let's talk about memberships. You guys must sell memberships there. How do your memberships work?
Yep, and we're actually doing a little bit of rework into that right now. We're going to get a few more incentives added to these memberships. But right now, what it's been since day one, we have a six-month, a one-year, and a lifetime.
Okay.
Six-month membership is $150. Year is $250, and a lifetime is $800. What it does, it gives you free range time Tuesday, because we're closed on Monday, so Tuesday through Thursday, free range time. You can come in, shoot all you want. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is half off, including one other person. So instead of our $27 rate for two people, you're going to pay half that, $13.50, for two people out on the lane with the membership. What we are tossing around, and we are getting our website revamped right, actually as we speak right now, but we're going to start throwing in some monthly discount perks for all of our members. So ammo perks and different brands of stuff, different guns. So we're coming up with some more incentives. So we'll see what else come up with here soon.
Yeah, the six-month membership was $150. What did you say the one-year membership is?
The one-year is $250.
$250, okay.
If you use it a couple times a month, it really pays for itself.
Yeah, it does. And, boy, for someone like me, I mean, I'm self-employed. You said, what, Tuesday through Thursday, you come and shoot for free?
Yep, it's free.
You know, that's the way to go for me. You know what? Boy, when I'm done here, I might just run over there and buy a membership.
Sounds good. You might be the first customer. This weather sort of beating up people today.
Well, you know what? If I'm inside, as long as I can get there, I don't care. Hey, folks, if you got any coin, you take it on over there to Center Shot Indoor Gun Range. And, boy, I shouldn't have asked you all this because now I want to do it. And, geez, I have to go before the finance committee, you know, who's my wife. So,
hey, I'm even a life member, and I'm the general manager.
All
the owner got me to spend that, but
yeah,
I'm here every day.
Well, that is a really, really good deal, Paul. Now, all right, now, how does it work now? Let's say someone brand new comes in, they walk into the store, and they don't have a gun. Just walk me through how you'd get them out onto the range. Are they supervised? You know, that kind of a deal.
Well, everybody. Yep, we supervise everybody on their first time out here. Once you get real familiar with it, we're not going to be out there breathing down your back unless you ask us to watch over you the whole time. So, but we'll walk everybody through. Pretty much, you start off with our waiver. Our waiver is, we turned it into an automated waiver, so it goes straight into our computer system. Once you sign in, you only have to do it one time.
Mm-hmm.
It's no test, nothing like that. You're just filling out all your information that you read our waiver. You're going to do everything safely. Then if you're a first time, never touched a gun, we get out on the bench. We start handing out. We just lay down a bunch of different guns for what you're looking for. If you're looking for something for concealment, just to go out, have fun with, something that's got a big pop, light pop, so a higher caliber, smaller caliber. Get it out, make sure you like how it feels in your hand, whether or not you just want to shoot one or you want to bring out a handful of them. From that point, we'll get you all suited up with your eyes and ears and head out on the range, show you how the system works, get you shooting, and we'll stick right there with you. Once we're real comfortable, we'll go on to helping some other customers out on the range or just shooting the crap with them.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys have a lot of different stuff there that you sell at your store. I mean, I was there, what, last week, and I bought three of those shirts that you guys have. I love those shirts. They're perfect for concealed carry. They breathe well. They're long enough to go down past my gun. And, you know, so you get free advertising from me pretty much everywhere I go because I love those shirts. And then you sell ammo and holsters and really all the magazines, all the accessories, don't you?
Yeah, I try to keep most of our popular stuff on. So, you know, the Smith & Wesson Shield is very popular. So I try to always have magazines for it. And there's so many magazines, so many different firearms out there that it's hard for me to carry something for everything.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say you come in and say, Paul, I'm looking for a magazine for this particular gun, I normally can have it here within 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah.
If it's not a blizzard.
Sure, I understand. Well, that is a good deal. How does it work for, you know, say, if someone wants to, let's say I want to bring in my 12-year-old son. How does it work for him going on to the range with me and practicing?
That's a real good question. That's one thing we love to see here is youth. A lot of ranges that I've been to, there is no way, no how a youth can be in there. We are no age limit whatsoever, but you do have to be with an adult, someone 18 years of age or older. You still will have a waiver. You will sign for the child. But what we offer here is 16 years of age and younger shoot free with a paid adult. So,
oh, wow.
Instead of that $27 for an hour, you're going to pay $22 because that 16-year-old and younger are going to shoot on your same lane for free.
Oh, that's awesome. That is fantastic. You know, I bring, you know, full disclosure here, I bring, you know, a lot of my students over to Center Shot. You know, I teach a lot over at the Lakeshore. You know, I teach in Fenville, Hopkins, and Hamilton. And, boy, there's just no better indoor gun range in that area whatsoever. I would say, you know, you guys are right up there with the Grand Rapids ranges, and I won't even mention their names, but you guys are right up there, I think probably head and shoulders above those guys. So, you know, I can't recommend Center Shot Indoor Gun Range enough. We're about out of time here, Paul, but before we go, talk to me about your personal carry gun. Everyone has a, you know, one or two favorite carry guns. What is Paul Van Wagner's personal best carry gun?
Well, on my side right now, I have a Smith & Wesson 9mm Pro. They now make the M2s, or the 2.0, sorry. But this gun I purchased, I believe it was just over 6 years ago. I have over 12,000 rounds through it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one gun that will never leave my side, or leave my possession, I'd say, because it does leave my side every now and again.
Yeah.
But no, this gun has never failed on me. If I've had any type of failure with it, it was usually an ammo issue. But, yeah, I've got more than one I carry. I've got the Shield, which is one of my favorite guns, and I also carry an Honor Defense. I was down in Texas, and this new gun came out, and the shop was based on 100% disabled veterans. And while I was down there, I ordered it, and it's a gun that doesn't get advertised real high, but mm-hmm. It's 100% American-made. All disabled vets are the employees. And it really, really close, similar to a Shield.
Yeah.
Those would be the three guns that I mainly carry on me. And I've got my hunting and everything else. So.
Yeah.
But for my personal protection, those are my three top guns.
Yeah, well, I think we're two peas in the same pod here because, you know, I carry Smith & Wesson M&P full frame, 9mm. And I bought that when I was living in Iowa back in 2007. And boy, I just keep shooting that thing and shooting it and shooting it. I don't know how many rounds I have through that. You know, probably over 100,000 rounds I've got in that thing.
And they just get smoother.
Yeah, yeah. And I love the gun. You know, it's accurate. It doesn't malfunction. Feels good in my hand. You know, I love 17 rounds plus one. I mean, you know, whoever complained about, you know, too much ammunition. I mean, that just doesn't happen. But I love that. And then I've got four Shields. I've got the 40 caliber, which is a little too much recoil for me personally. And then I've got three of the 9mm, one of the performance centers that I really like. But, you know, I'm impressed with Smith & Wesson in general. They make a good product for a good price. So, hey. You know, we need to shoot together. Next time I come over, we should shoot. And, you know, you should let me win.
We can try that, too.
Okay. It probably costs extra for that, though, but. All right. Hey, Paul, this has been great. Before you go, tell us how people can get a hold of Center Shot Indoor Gun Range and Door, your website, and your phone number.
All right. So, our website would be www.centershotgunrange.com. And like I said, if you go to that right now, we're revamping it. Hopefully within the next week or two here, we're up and rocking and rolling. We're getting set up to get some PayPal so people can sign up for classes online. So hopefully that's going real well. Best email to get a hold of me, which I usually do all the answering, that's going to be paul@centershotgunrange.com. On our website, the info at, I can get to that also if anybody forgets mine. And phone number, I pretty much live here. If I'm not, there'll be someone here that can definitely help you with any questions. And that phone number is 616-371-7468.
Paul, that sounds awesome. Centershotgunrange.com. Paul at Centershotgunrange. All right. That is awesome. You know what? We are going to be seeing more of each other, obviously. And I will be sending more and more students to you because you definitely are the best indoor gun range in this area. So, fantastic. Paul, thank you very much for being on the Home Defense Show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, folks, we got a two-minute break here. While I am away, go ahead and check out CenterShotGunRange.com, see all the things that they can offer, and then check out ElitePhirearms.us and then FirearmsLegal.com/MidwestTactical, our sponsors. Okay, when we come back, we'll be with the wrap-up, and I will tell you what I really think about all things that I think are important. This is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Welcome to my dad's Home Defense Radio Show. You're gonna love it.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly, Skip Coriel.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom.
This is Skip Coriel from the Home Defense Show, and I want you to have the very best handgun that money can buy. And that's why we recommend you visit Larry Jackson at Elite Firearms and Training. As a concealed carry instructor, I see people every week out on the range with guns they can't shoot properly because they didn't know what to buy. That will never happen at Elite Firearms and Training. Larry Jackson will personally fit you with your very own personal defense pistol. So call Larry Jackson today at 616-299-8715 or visit elitefirearms.us.
Skip, it's time for our Armed America Report. What do you have this week?
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Roland?
Being a good Samaritan sometimes carries a risk of retaliation. But one Washington teenager didn't let the threat keep her from coming to someone's aid during an attack. The teen had checked on her neighbor after an early morning domestic assault. The adult woman's ex-boyfriend allegedly had threatened her with a knife, which prompted a call to police. In response, he vandalized a car and ran before the authorities arrived. The neighboring teen and her mother checked on the victim a couple hours later. When they returned to their home, they discovered the power was off. Since it had been on across the street, the teenager suspected something was amiss, so she retrieved a .22 caliber pistol. After entering the home, the teen heard a noise and noticed her neighbor's ex standing in the doorway armed with a knife. The fact that the teen had a gun wasn't enough to keep the man from taking a few swipes at her with the knife, but when she fired the gun, it sent him running. She missed her target, but the assailant was later arrested and faces charges associated with the attack.
Criminals running away from an armed citizen is a recurring theme that we hear quite a bit in the Armed American Report. So let's talk about it now. In this scenario, the woman simply pointed the gun and shot one time, failing to hit the man, but he ran away nonetheless. So exactly how often do criminals run away when faced with an armed defender? Truth is, we really don't have reliable numbers on that. I've heard studies that have the number as low as 35%, but I've also read studies that say as many as 90% of attackers run away when faced with an armed defender. That's a huge spread. Whenever I see numbers like that, I tend to split the difference and go for the safety of middle ground.
So let's say that a little over half of criminals flee when faced with the prospect of an armed citizen. Now, if that number was 100%, I'm sure all of us would feel a lot better. It would make self-defense so much easier because we'd never have to practice. All we'd have to do is draw the gun and make sure the bad guy saw it. But I just don't think it's wise to assume the criminal will automatically flee in terror upon seeing your firearm. While it's true that many of them do just that, it's equally true that many stand and fight or even press the attack with knives, blunt objects, firearms, or even their bare hands. Because of this, it is a mistake to assume that all you have to do is brandish the gun to save your life. All it takes is one determined criminal, one bad guy on crack, or one sociopath to end your life. Never assume your attacker will flee. Sure, if he does flee, that's great. You've saved some ammo and you don't have to go through the potential trauma of using deadly force. But always assume you'll have to use the gun, which means you should choose the best gun for your needs, get proper training, and then become as proficient as possible with your personal firearm. All us military types understand the importance of good training. It was important in the military, and it's equally important in civilian life as well. After all, combat is combat.
Thanks, Skip. That makes a whole lot of sense.
We now take you to the headquarters of General Rodney T. Branch, commanding general of the Shadow Militia, as he addresses his troops on the eve of a momentous and fierce battle.
Good evening, men. I thank you for joining me tonight. Together, we've gone into battle against astronomical odds. We've defeated the vicious, cutthroat gangs from the south. We've decimated the Saracen tide from the east. But now, just when we thought we could rest, we are faced with our most evil and villainous enemy. That's right, men. Tomorrow morning at dawn, we launch an all-out frontal attack on Punxsutawney Phil. Now, in order to...
Excuse me, General.
What is it, soldier?
Sir, I don't mean to question you, but isn't Punxsutawney Phil a groundhog?
Of course he's a groundhog, but he's the most evil and cunning rodent ever to walk the earth. I have a full psychological profile on him right here. I've studied him inside and out, and I know his every move.
But, sir, that's not my point. Why are we trying to kill a groundhog?
Colonel McPherson, who is this man? That's Private Branch, sir. Private Branch? Why does he have my last name? Because he's your grandson, sir. Oh, I see. Why wasn't I briefed on that? Never mind. Just put some duct tape over his mouth. Okay, now to answer the private's question. Our spring offensive is set to launch on March 15th. During that time, we need unseasonably warm weather with which to drive the blind man's army back and defeat him once and for all.
Sir, that doesn't answer my question.
Colonel, if that man says another word, I want him waterboarded.
Grandpa, you can't waterboard me. I'm only 11 years old.
Don't be so sure of that, Private. I've done worse. Why? I remember a time back in 67 on the Mekong that we... General Branch, this is a family show. You can't tell that story. Oh, yeah. It was a hell of a story, though. Oh, back in those days, we could do so much more. But anyways, okay, back to the plan. Son, because you're my grandson, I'm going to cut you a little slack. I'm not even going to torture and kill you. According to our meteorological experts, this guy Phil pops his head up out of his bunker every February 2nd, and if he sees his shadow, then six more weeks of winter ensues. And that, gentlemen, is totally unacceptable to my plan. Therefore, we now launch Operation Early Spring. And when that little furball pops his little head out, we blow it clean off.
But, Grandpa, you can't do that. He's just a defenseless little animal.
The hell I can't, Private. I will exterminate that hog with extreme prejudice and then eat his liver for breakfast.
No, Grandpa, no!
Colonel, throw that man in the brig. I want him court-martialed for insubordination. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming. No groundhogs were harmed during the recording of this show. No groundhogs were harmed? What is he talking about? Colonel, what's he talking about? Of course they were harmed. I want that groundhog's head. I want him gutted, dried, and jerked out by morning. Make it spicy. I like my jerky hot and spicy. and drag the announcer out back and put him in front of a firing squad. I don't like him. I don't like him at all.
Okay, folks, you may recognize that from the 2018 Groundhog Day special on the Home Defense Show. I just enjoyed making that so much. I mean, I wrote it myself, and then Cedar is 12 years old now, but we recorded that a year ago before his voice changed. And it's kind of funny to listen to it now. You know, last year he had a kind of a high, squeaky voice. This year, you know, he's in puberty now, and his voice is a little deeper. And if you don't know what I was talking about there, General Rodney T. Branch, Commanding General of the Shadow Militia, well, you need to check it out. Go on Amazon.com and just do a search on Skip Coryell, The God Virus, or... You know, it was a four-book series. The God Virus, The Shadow Militia, The Saracen Tide, and The Blind Man's Rage. So go ahead and check that out. And, hey, I love Groundhog's Day. I just love it. And I promise you, next year, I will have groundhog meat on Groundhog's Day. You know, I'll even take it to my classes. You know, because people love it when I make chili at my concealed carry classes, and I'll typically do that November right on up to March, maybe April. I make it nice and hot and spicy, but wouldn't it be great if you could come to a concealed carry class during a polar vortex on Groundhog's Day and actually eat groundhog chili before going out onto the range? I think that would be so intense and so awesome. All right, well, hey, enough of the groundhog, all right? Spring's on its way. What do we have for next week? Next week, we are going to have Doug Giles, the founder of ClashDaily.com. Doug's been on the show a few times before. He's got like 7 books that he's written, and we're going to be talking about toxic masculinity and what is the role of a man in the protection and defense of his family. I think you'll like that. Doug doesn't pull a whole lot of punches. Well, okay, folks, that about wraps it up for this week's episode of the Home Defense Show. Until next week, remember, your purpose in life is to find something greater than yourself and serve it. Always remember, God, family, country, in that order. It's important how you live, but it's equally important how you die. Your family and the ones you love need your protection, so train, always train, stay alert, stay alive. Until next week on the Home Defense Show, this is your host, Skip Coryell. God bless you, God bless your family, and God bless America.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Home Defense Show. Now, get out there and protect the ones you love. We'll see you next week with more of the best in home defense.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!